This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone numbers, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our good friends and retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Again, our numbers, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. You can find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number at the office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up a little bit later in the program, we will have our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. We'll tell you all about that as the show goes on. Just a pro tip, listen closely to the program. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the show. Joining us this week, Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus. How are you guys doing today?
Excellent. How are you?
Doing well. Great to see you. Malia, how are you doing this morning?
I'm great. I'm glad you could make it in, Sean.
I missed both of you dearly last week. I had Thursday morning, probably about this time, just getting up. I'm thinking, I wonder how things are going back in Madison. Maybe not. Maybe not so much, but it is great to talk with both of you. And we're going to cover some unique ground today, something we haven't talked about in the past. Before we get to that, though, of course, we mentioned the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. This week got a fantastic prize, as always, a $25 gift card for Chili's. Let's take a look back on last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and get the question and the answer from last week.
Sure. Well, we appreciate everyone listening every week and trying to call in with the correct answer. So last week's question was, what was the deadline, or what is the deadline every year for completing a Roth IRA conversion? And the answer to that was December 31st. Every year is the deadline to complete that conversion.
Now, it's easy to remember. I will tell you, just judging by most of our behavior, December 31st, we may want to do that beforehand.
That's right.
just a little
good
piece
idea.
Of advice, yeah. We'll, of course, have a new Klaus Quiz Question Week coming up this week later on in the program, so listen closer to the show. Again, we'll explain to you how you can win that $25 gift card a little bit later in the program. We talk a lot, of course, retirement planning on this show, and I know when you guys meet with clients, there's a wide variety. One of the really cool things is when you sit down with you guys at Klaus Financial is you get to know each other and you get a chance to talk and really talk about some things that are very personal and also sometimes a little bit uncomfortable. And when we start talking about things, and we're going to be talking today about final expenses and final plans, it's important to have that relationship with the person that you're working with and having those conversations. I think sometimes it's one of those things that we don't want to talk about. So unless there's somebody there, that relationship, we may and they may just gloss over it. And you guys do spend time talking with people about these very issues, don't you?
Yeah, death and taxes, right?
Yes, yes.
I would call those things uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I want to remind everybody. So our job is retirement planners and retirement investment managers. So those are the two things that we get paid for. But under that umbrella of retirement planning, very obvious, sits this whole issue of longevity, right? Whether it's longevity relative to your portfolio and making sure you don't run out of money, or just the reality of the fact that last we checked, now this stat could change, but the last we checked, the death rate was still 100%. And so therefore, the inevitability of final expense planning, final life stage planning is critical. And we've discussed this relative to long-term care insurance in the past. But really today, we're going to talk about it as it pertains to those final expenses, whether it be a funeral home, where you're going to be buried, are you going to be cremated, or purchase a casket, mm-hmm. things like that. So we want people to realize, part of the reason we're bringing this up is we get to see the way it's planned well, and we get to see the outcome of when it's not planned well. And I will tell you, there's a lot of stress at the end of somebody's life, whether they die of very natural causes or not. There's just stress. Mm-hmm. And therefore, just realize that by doing some pre-planning on your own, you're going to build peace of mind for your family. There's going to be comfort for your family, knowing what they should be doing instead of having to figure that out on their own. And typically, it's important to consider doing this with maybe your local funeral home and, consider, what is it? Am I setting money aside? Is it a final expense life insurance policy? What are my options? But we're big believers in planning.
And you mentioned, too, I know when it comes to these plans is we don't always think about, but it is a reality. Obviously, when you're not around, nobody, unless you've conveyed it to somebody, nobody knows, one, what you want. And also, because you're not around, you mentioned that stress and in grief, that's a tough time for people to be trying to make some quite important decisions. If you can get that stuff taken care of ahead of time, you can definitely save your family some stress. And let's talk about, you know, about services, costs, estate planning as well. I know you guys are really, when it comes to estate planning, you guys really are very... It's a high priority with you guys, isn't it?
It is. We look at, as CJ said, we're looking always on the financial end of things. But just to reiterate what CJ said, last I checked, nobody can quite get inside of your brain and figure out what it is you really want to happen in those for those final plans. And so what we notice with our clients is as we all move closer towards, you know, the last 20 years of our life, last 30 years of our life, it starts making more, like, it's hitting home. It's like, this could happen. I'm attending more funerals. it could be me at some point. And as that idea kicks in, our clients are like, no one knows how many times I've changed my mind internally, and I better get this not only written out, but conveyed, as CJ said, to perhaps a funeral director. Mm-hmm. So really getting those wishes out. Nobody knows what you're thinking, and we really do change our minds several times. We see people come in and change beneficiaries a couple times a year, so believe me, it's on their mind. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, Malia Cuevas, CJ Kloss, joining us from Kloss Financial. If you have questions, give us a call right now, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Sorry, Malia, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
It's okay.
So, hey, by the way, as Malia's going, if part of your daily routine is reading the obits for your friends, then maybe that's the time to, everybody's laughing at me. I think that was inappropriate. I get it, right? Mm-hmm. That's part of life as we get older. It's like, hey, I got to read through this and attend funerals. If that's part of your daily life, this is relevant to you.
But can I ask too, though, is I think a lot of us think like, okay, this is, I'm 30 or I'm 40 or I'm 50, I'm 60, I'm, you know, in my 70s, I'm in great health. We tend to forget that, and unfortunately with this stuff, anyone, any day, you never, you know, who knows what's going to happen later this morning, knock on wood, but it literally highlights the importance for everybody to have this kind of planning, correct?
Yeah, but truthfully, when a 30-year-old client comes in, that's not on our list to cover, okay? We're not that.
Sean, you seem concerned here.
Malia Cuevas, CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss, I'd love to answer them for you right now. Our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, the website klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No cost for that initial get-to-know-you, kick-the-tires appointment. Again, their number is 442-5637. And our number here at station 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Obviously, money comes up with all of this stuff, and people often wonder, well, what's it going to cost? How much should I plan for when it comes to kind of putting together those services? And I know there are some, so I see commercials during some of the game shows during the day about final expenses. It can get expensive, can't it?
Yes, it can. Of course, I've never seen these commercials, so obviously I'm not sitting at home watching TV.
You don't know what you're missing, Malia.
No, but it's a great question. And first, we always like to provide disclosures. And so I'd like to tell everyone that neither CJ nor I have degrees in mortuary science. But we have looked at national averages provided by the National Directory of Morticians, and they call that the Red Book. Mm-hmm. And also the National Funeral Directors Association puts out some of these statistics. So we'd like to identify that there are trends, and finally today, there are actually more cremations versus burials performed across this country. So a lot of religions previously frowned upon a cremation, but they finally have come to understand today that cremations in themselves are not exclusive of visitations or funeral services. Mm-hmm. So many people automatically think if I'm cremated, it's much, much less expensive. No, actually, we've seen they can be just as expensive as a traditional burial. So it's really about your own choices, and that's what we're talking about today. Make sure you've conveyed that to the funeral home prior to your death, what those choices are. So in June of 2016, the National Funeral Directors Association, they told us that the rate of cremation is projected to be about 48.5%, whereas the rate of burial is projected to be 45.4%. So just so if you're thinking about, I used to want this, but now I'm thinking about this, those are good stats to know that you're a trendsetter if you're jumping in and deciding to be cremated today. Okay,
I'm gonna have to pick up this red book too, because I'm curious about what the other column would be. Because just doing quick math,
I know
those numbers don't.
I did the same thing.
What's the other? I'd be curious about that. But that is interesting. That that what 58.5%, 48.5% is the current rate of the projected rate of cremation. That is amazing. Quite a few funeral homes as well. I loved some of these statistics that we're going through. They're all over I didn't realize there were this many of them.
Yeah, and I looked, I mean, we don't want to give you every stat out there, but there's over 19,000 funeral homes in the United States, and 86% of them are privately owned still today. So that was pretty interesting. Only 14% are owned publicly. And I went a little further and found that there's about 150 funerals performed by the average funeral home. So just an interesting little nugget. This is, again, one statistic we can count on. There's constant death.
What about, as we kind of talk about for a lot of us, is looking at dollars and cents. Is obviously our wishes are important, how kind of those ceremonies are handled. Do we know what kind of the average costs are there?
CJ?
Yeah, so the average cost for a funeral service is about $8,000 to $10,000. Mm-hmm. That's typically what we see people paying for kind of the whole shebang at the end of life. It can be significantly more than that, depending upon how many visitations you want, and it can be significantly cheaper than that, which is, by the way, why some privately held funeral homes are actually struggling now today. It's not because of the cremation service necessarily. Mm-hmm. It's actually because people aren't doing services at all like they used to. And that's something, obviously, that's a personal decision for everybody. But I think part of it, truth be told, is the lack of pre-planning. Right?
Yeah.
You end up in a nursing home takes away all of your money, your kids are left with your body at death, and they have to figure out what to do to, you know, honor you while not breaking the bank, because there's no money you had left, right? Mm-hmm. And ultimately what ends up happening, they get a cremation, do a little service on maybe a hillside, and that's it, right? So we think pre-planning is good for a whole host of reasons, but it just doesn't put your kids in this position of being like, gosh, I wish I could honor mom or dad or grandma or grandpa, but there's just no money to do it with.
CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Klaus Financial. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals at Klaus, telephone number 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. We'll get you on the air with your question. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. 37. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get to know you, kick the tires appointment. Again, their telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We will talk about those expenses and the ways to prepare, as of course our friends from Klaus Financial. I think one of the most important words we hear on this show is preparation and preparing. We'll talk about ways to prepare for your funeral expenses. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Klaus Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number is 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, they'd love to answer them for you. Again, our number is 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Joined in studio by CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas of Klaus Financial. Don't forget the website, Klaus klaasfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number, 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. Talking about the importance of, when it comes to retirement planning, what comes after retirement. We talk about things like planning for your final expenses. And obviously, money is a factor. As we were talking in the last segment, the average funeral, $8,000 to $10,000. That's, again, that can be a pretty significant chunk, especially as you're of course definitely not earning any money as after you're out of here. So let's talk about the ways people prepare and find ways to make sure that those expenses, they cover them rather than being a burden for their families.
Yeah, so as we laid out at the beginning of the show, this is obviously something that impacts our clients at some point as we're retirement planners, kind of this end of life planning. But Malia and I are a bit of geeks when it comes to how these plans...
Speak for yourself.
Well, how these plans work out. That's what we're geeks on, yeah. So it's this notion of, well, okay, so plan for final expenses. That makes sense, CJ. Thanks. Have a nice day. Well, there's different ways to plan for it. And obviously, the concept is simple. But where people get caught up is when they start thinking it through. And then they go, that sounds too complicated. I'm not going to touch it. So there's many different ways to actually do this. And there's what we call the poor man's version, which is just the, hey, I heard it on a radio show. I put $10,000 into a savings account and I called it a day. Well, that might have some problems. So think of it this way. There's the cash version of doing this. Set aside money in a separate account. I'll tell you the weakness of that plan is you end up in a nursing home. There's what's called the Medicaid spend down. They cut through all of your cash. There's nothing left. And your kids have the same problem. And furthermore, if you don't have some sort of pre-done plan inside of that, your kids still need to take the 10 grand and figure out what to do with it. Some people buy an annuity. Depending upon the type of annuity, it might be Medicaid spend down protected, but many times usually not. That has similar problems with it, and liquidity can be an issue. Other people may get life insurance policies, which in a moment Malia is going to hammer down on what the options are there, but that can be a way to make sure that Medicaid does not spend down those dollars. It can even be sometimes done through a funeral home so that actually you do actually identify the services that you want, the flowers that you want. And so that's actually, you'll see in a moment, that's one of our favorite ways, even though, again, we're not insurance agents. And then finally, there can be trusts. Again, funeral homes, cemeteries, banks, sometimes will set up these trusts that are specifically set for the purpose of funeral home expenses. But sometimes those trusts may or may not keep up with inflation. Sometimes they may or may not be guaranteed to even cover your expenses for the funeral home. But again, there's like kind of at a real quick glance, four different options for ways to cover those expenses.
And what about, as you mentioned, some of the options? I guess I'd never thought about the pay down there, but let's talk about some of those options then. Trust and those type of things, can those be set up? Or what are you advising people to do then?
Well, and again, since CJ and I are not in the funeral director's position, we're just going to kind of highlight some ideas. What we want people to take away from today, from the show, is really, even if you choose not to prepay it, which is about what I'm going to talk about in a second, but even if you choose, like, that's not going to work for me to prepay my own funeral, please hear us. Please at least plan. Plan for those final expenses or plan for your final services, because that's really the most important thing we want you to understand. But if you do want to prepay it, what we see a lot of people doing is purchasing a form of whole life insurance that's often called pre-need life insurance. So you will go to your local funeral home and talk to them about this. Basically, those products are used to pre-fund funerals. And it's a specialized insurance policy, has a little bit of growth value. And usually it's funded by a one-time cash premium. And again, you have to be careful. You have to look into, is it going to cover some inflation? If I don't pass away for 20 years and my beneficiaries show up, will that life policy actually fund the entire deal? So that's where we want you to be careful. You really need to look at this carefully. But we're seeing more and more people choose to go with a pre-need life insurance policy. It's exactly for this purpose. It's taking care of those final expenses. So you need to look again at your state laws, how those are funded, and the caveats around that. The other expenses we want you to be aware of, too, and again, you're not here to see them. Your beneficiaries are, but usually there's final expenses such as doctor's bills, ambulances, hospice care, perhaps, and those expenses often show up weeks after. So having a liquid account, what CJ was talking about, is important so that those charges can be, you know, available to be paid off by your person handling your whole estate. So just keep that in mind as you're looking at the whole deal of how can I pre-fund this final expense.
Well, and as Malia just mentioned, we really do suggest that you begin at your local funeral home. Now, there's all kinds of fears that come with that, which is, well, I don't know that by the time I die, I'm going to want to use that funeral home. I don't know that that funeral home is going to be around. I actually want to be buried physically across the country. It actually doesn't matter. I would still suggest that you begin with your local funeral home. They're going to know your state laws. They're going to know how those life policies work. And they'll even, you can even address with them, listen, I wanted to come here because you're local, but I don't know for sure that I'm going to use your services. What would it look like if I needed somebody else's? Begin there, because that's in our experience one of the easiest ways to get the kind of the specialist understanding of what the options are. And then, as Malia said, we really, some of those life insurance policies can be a great way to do it, because they're Medicaid protected from spend down purposes, and it's really just almost a way to set aside money, but it's not sitting in a bank account.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That number, the website, klossfinancial.com, spelled out, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. The telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up next, we will have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Time definitely flew by this morning, and of course, life flies by as well. Talked about the importance of pre-planning and having some of your funeral stuff taken care of beforehand. Of course, don't forget the website, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number for Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number, because it's time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to the fantastic Chili's. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. According to the National Funeral Directors Association, what percentage of Americans are choosing to be cremated today? Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Chili's. Don't forget that number as well to set up an appointment at Kloss Financial. Nothing, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you, kick-the-tires appointment. Again, their number, 442-5637. Online, klossfinancial.com. That's klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
This is Money in Motion here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.